Parshas Nosoi always comes right after Shavuos, which is the Gevaldika Hashpo of Ribui of Torah. The biggest parsha is Parshas Nosoi in Psukim, Minyan Psukim. Also the Medrash Rabbah has the biggest Arichus in Parshas Nosoi. The Zoyar, the second biggest Arichus. Truma is more, but a great Arichus Eichet, because there's a Ribui of Shefa from Torah. Also, the Gemara says, Tichla Shona Vekilo Yisea, and then this Tochil Shona Vibirch Yisea, and then the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, this concept is true by Shavuos, which is also a Rosh Hashanah, and therefore Tichla Shona Vekilo Yisea is Parshas Bechukoisai, and then Tochil Shona Vibirch Yisea is the Birchas Koyanim, which is in this week's Parsha. Similar by Rosh Hashanah, it's Parshas Kisovoi, and then the Tochil Shona Vibirch Yisea then is the Zayis HaBrocha. The pasuk says, "Nosoi es roish b'nei Gershoyim gam hein." Last week's parsha we already had nosoi also. Nosoi es roish b'nei kahos, and the Medrash explains that the MS Gershon is the bechor. Gershon kahos umirori. Gershon is the bechor, but kahot has kedima. The Medrash explains, "Yikara hi mepninim." Yikara the Torah, the oroin that kahos was zoicha to be the noisei ha'oroin. So Yikara hi mepninim, that gives Kahos Kedima, he's more yoker than the Pninim. The Pninim is the Bechor. Like it says, V'zoitz lefnim v'Yisrael, Pnim ein Pninim ela t'chilo. Shenemar V'zoitz lefnim v'Yisrael, Pninim is the Bechor. Yikara hi mepninim, the Torah that Kahos has the schus that he's noisei the Arayim, gives him Kedima even to the Bechor, to Gershon. And that's why it says Kahos first. But on the other hand, Gershon also has a Kedima. He's the beginning of the Parsha, because he's Taki the Bechor, and he's mentioned first at the Rosh Parshas Nosai. So first we say Kahos, and the emes is the Dafka, the Mepharshim explained, they didn't give the Bechor Gershon, the Nesiyas Ha'arayim, because then you wouldn't know that his Kedima, you would think it's because he's the Bechor, and it wouldn't express the Nakuda that the Maila is Taki because of the Noisei Ha'arayim of the Torah. So they separated it. Kahos has the Maila, Tchilo of the Noisei Ha'arayim, and separately Gershon, Gam Hein, they're also first. The emes is, someone's put down the chiddush that maybe Parshas Nosai should really start in the 20 psukim earlier, in the beginning of here, the end of Parshas Bamidbar. Vayidaber Hashem l'Moshe v'alam l'Emor Nosai es roish b'nei kahos. That's Parshas Nosai. Actually, that's called Parshas Nosai. More than that, the last pasuk in Bamidbar it says v'lo yavoyu lirois kevalus akedush v'mesu. And the Mefarshim asks, you don't end the parsha usually with a davar ra v'mesu. The Pashta Teret says it's V'loi Yavoyu Lirois all finished V'mesu. Yeah, I'm saying V'mesu. So there was a suggestion that maybe Parshas Nosai really starts, and then you know, everyone says that Parshas Nosai has 176 psukim, as does Baba Basra, which is not the largest Masechet in words, Brachas says, but it has 176 blocks. There's 176 psukim in Kapitel Kuf Yutes, but it could be that Lefi Zeb Parshas Nosai is starts earlier. 26 million says 196 psukim. Lefi that chesed. But that's what the Medrash says over here. Yikara hi mepninim, that the yikara, the Torah is more yoker than the pnim. The pnim means the bechor. The Medrash then brings another pshat. Yikara hi mepninim is yikara mikoyim gadol shenichnas lefnai v'lepnim. That Torah is more yoker than even the koyim gadol shenichnas lefnai v'lepnim. Rabbi Kiva Eger says pshat. Yikara hi mepninim. A beautiful pshat from Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says, you take a penina. A penina is a precious stone, a pearl, a diamond. A penina that's twice the size as another one is not worth twice as much. It's worth much more than twice as much. Because this is a word that you said in Torah, yikara hi mepninim. It's more yakar than by penina. Just like by a penina, double is much more than double. Similarly, also by Torah, a person's moisif more, ribuy of Torah, it comes that it's even much more. The Medrash Bemis continues when it talks about the Mile of Kahos and B'nei Gershom, it talks Bechlal about the Mile of Levi, and it's important that the same way there's a Kedima from Koyin to a Koyin, there's also a Kedima from a Levi to a Yisrael. There's Makarish that's Kepaskin and Shulchan Aruch and Yeredeya, Reish and Aleph, that there's a Kedima to a Levi. They say, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, his Oifin of Harbotzes HaTorah is that he answers all questions that are sent him on postcards. He sends you back, people that write him Shilas, he sends back Shuvas. What's they say that the first thing he's Mayen, he categorizes all the Shilas first, that he puts all the Kehanim first, he sets them up, and he answers the Kehanim, then he does the Levian, based on the name, if it's cooked out a Kohen or a Levi, and then there's Kohen Levi Yisrael. There's a Kedima, he's Taka Makvin, the Seder of the Shilas. And they say on the Rogachover used to also get a lot of Shilas and then answer them, but the Rogachover was different on Aga. First he would read all the Shilas, then he would put them away, and he would answer them, but not looking at the Shilas. There's a lot of sugyas in the parsha. Remember, I saw it before down. Rosh Tevis of Nosoi is a remez for the various sugyas that are in the parsha. Nun is the Nesiyim, Nesiyas Kapayim, Nodir, the sin is Soita, Shiluach Machanois, Osham is Aleph is Hashem Gezelus, and it's a remnant for all the different parshas. We'll go, there's a sugya of Shiluach Machanois. It's a sugya in a few different places in Shas. It's the emes brought down in other places in the Torah also. But over here we have that the Torah was Machadish, that there are three Machanois. The way the Gemara learned that in Psochim, that Mitzoyra is Nishtalech Chutz L'Sholish Machanois. A Valkeri and a Zog is only Nishtalech Chutz from Shtei Machanois. And a Mace is only Nishtalech from Machanois Shechina. The Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu had Atzmas Yosef, we discussed this last week. The Atmos Yosef with Moshe Rabbeinu in Machane Leviyah. Machane Leviyah in the Midbar was with the Leviyim where Moshe Rabbeinu had Atmos Yosef Imoy because a mace is only Osir from Machane Shechina. Now the emphasis is, there's a lot of rise to this, that the concept really is there's really one Machane. Not there's one Machane, there's three Machanes, but there's really one Yesoid. The Yesoid is, Tumah has to be Rochoik from the Kedusha. How Rochoik? A mace only has to be Rochoik Mamash from Machane Shechina. The Balkari, the Zov, is a hecheratuma, a starkeratuma, needs a starker arichuk, even from Machane Leviyah, because of the Machane Shechina that's there. But you have to give it weiter, and the Mitzoyra in Ganson has to be Nishtalachuk Vashalish Machane. The Emes is the Tzura, why it's broken down to three Machane, one and six Machane, four Machane. What's the Nakud of Sholish Machane? Koyin Levi Yisrael, Avada, but the Pshat is, Klal Yisrael centers everything around the Torah, around the Shechina, around the Rabbeinu Shalom. Over what's mechaber Klal Yisrael to the Shechina is the Levi. The Lo Yishev at Levi Bulvad Elokol Mish Nesoi Liboy the Bnei Torah is Shevet Levi. The Chibur of Klal Yisrael to Shechina is Dorch the Levi. The Shevet Levi represents the Yecholus of Klal Yisrael to be mechaber. And even a Balkari and a Zod is out of Shevet Levi, but he blives in the Machane Yisrael, and the Mitzvah is Nishtalach even Chutz L'Machane Yisrael. Now what's Machane Yisrael? Called Tzeruah V'Chozov from Chutz L'Machane? Yerushalayim, right? You have the Beis HaMikdosh, which is the Machane Shechina, you have the Har HaBayis, Machane Leviyah, and then you have Gans Yerushalayim, with Nimen HaChoyma. The Choyma of Yerushalayim is the Mitzvah is Nishtalach. Now, there are other Orim that are Mukafis Choyma. The Mishnah says, in the first parak of Kalim, it explains, that all ayorites that are mukaf choyma also have a gevissa kedusha, that the mitzoyra can't go into any of those cities, not only Yerushalayim, more than all other orim that are mukaf choyma. But it's mevor in the Rambam, in Pasmas, in Hilchas Bias Mikdash, for a gimel, if a mitzoyra walks into Yerushalayim, he gets malchus. And the emes, the pasuk by us doesn't say malchus. The malchus is a different pasuk. Here it says that, no, here's the velayetamu, this chorus also. If you go into Machane Shechina, it's mamish chorus. But it's learned that from different psukim. But if a mitzoyra walks into Yerushalayim, he gets malchus. And there's a shayla. The Rambam says if a mitzoyra walks into the Har HaBayis, he walks into Machane Leviyah, like a shmoinim. On one hand, other Rishonim argue. They say he didn't do more. He's already in the place where he's not allowed to be. The Moshe, the Rambam, the other Rishonim, they say a mitzoyra who's also a zav, and he goes into Machane Leviyah, gets like a shmoinim. Once al Mitzoyra that he went into the Machane Yisrael, and separately al Zod that he went into Machane Leviyah. Or with the Mitzoyra, Bos Mer Arayin, it's the same thing. But the Rambam says, no, you get a second set of Malkus. But that's only if you go into Yerushalayim. If you go into the other Orim of Mukaf Choyma, you don't get Malkus. So Reb Chaim touches it up, and it's Mefurish in the Rambam, but he touches it up more to it. There's a din by Mitzoyra, Bodot Yeshiv. Bodot Yeshiv. So Reb Chaim ostensibly explains that there's two different dinim. There's a din that the Mitzoyra has to be Bodot Yeshiv. That's not us as Dinei Tumah. That's on Hog of Mitzoyra. He spoke Mitzoyra, which is Marchit from people and interacting. He has to now Bodad Yeshiv. He's not allowed to go into any ear Mukaf Choyma. I guess if you're not on a Mukaf Choyma, you're not Bodad. It's the wall that surrounds you that you're not Bodad. You're in the Choyma. So Bodod Yeshev is an Isser essay, a mitzvah essay, a chiyuv, an haga, that the Mitzvah can't go into any one of them or in that Amukat Chayma. But the lav of Moyitam was only Yerushalayim. And with that he wants to answer the Shvera Rashi that the Gemara in Moyit Kotten Daf Tezayin has a Havamino, a Shakla Vataria, that maybe on the regel there's no dinam of Mitzvah. Mitzvah, Mao, the regel. And Rashi says that the regel he can go into the Chayma. That's Mamash Atela, but he's Tomei. Maybe other dinim, Priya, Prima, certain other dinim of Mitzvah, maybe he's not knowing Beregel, but how could he walk into the Machane Yisrael? He's Porta Tomei. He's Tomei. So Reb Chaim says, no, the issue is to walk into the other cities. Avad to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is Tomei. But to the other cities, there's a din of Bodad Yeshek. That din of Bodad Yeshek, maybe the Gemara has a Tzad, and in the Regel is different. Now, I saw other Achara, they want to take this a step further. It's an interesting Maisa. It's a big Maisa, but we'll make it a Sorah. The Mishnah in Kalim gives the first parak the different levels of Kedusha. There's Mamish Machan, the Shechina, there's Harabayis, there's the Chayil, the Soirig, there's different levels. And then it says, Aram Mukafis Chayma, have another Madrega that a Mitzoyrig can't go into it. The Rashi, Aram that Amukaf Chayma, Mi Yemois Yeshua bin Nun. As I said, Rashi, the Rash, the Bartanura, on the Mishnah in Kalim. Only from the times of Yeshua bin Nun. That Amukaf Chayma is only from the times of Yeshua bin Nun. Frek Rabbi Kiveger. It says that Gehazi and his sons, Vayihi Arba Mitzrayim, they were Pesach Hashar, it's Tafsirah, Pashas Mitzrayah, that they were standing outside the city of Shoimroim. Shoimroim, the Pesukim say, Rabbi Kivega brings from the Pesukim, that Omri, Achav ben Omri, Omri, father of Achav, Omri was the one that built Shoimroim, Vayikan, the Snelkas area, he built Shoimroim. So it wasn't Mukkah from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. And it says they were standing outside the Shah. They were standing in the Shah. They didn't go into the city. So you see, even not in the times of Yeshua ben Nun. As Eifrek Rabbi Kivega. Kivega wants to be machadish that maybe Avada was already built in the times of Yeshua. That fell down. Omri rebuilt it. Oh, shtickle tire. Some Achmanim want to say this vort. The emes that the din of Tumah is taka only from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. Oh, but this that you can't go in is after the din of Bodad Yeshiv. Bodad Yeshiv blives. Because fort is a wall. Fort is a wall. Bodad Yeshiv is machayiv not to go in. Even Mukkah is not from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. After din of Bodad Yeshiv. Now, Lefiza, you can maybe say a step further. Interesting chiddush. The Meshech Chochmah asked this kasha. Mamash a pliya. We know that all other cities that are Mukkah Choyma, the Shar, the wall of the city itself, also has kedusha. That's why it's first, it's a Mishnah itself. The wall itself also has kedusha, except for Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, the reason that the wall itself, it's a thick wall, right? In Yerushalayim, you're allowed to sit inside the wall. Sha'arim lo yiskachu. Sha'arim Yerushalayim lo yiskachu. And the reason is because the Mitzrayim are standing outside Yerushalayim. The Mitzrayim are standing outside Yerushalayim. It's going to rain. This, they want to have a place to protect themselves. So they weren't Mekadosh the Sha'arim of Yerushalayim. But all other Mukaf Chaymas, all other Mukaf Chaymas, they were Mekadosh the Shar also. And the Pella is, it says that the Arba Mitzrayim, Geichas Yubonov, was sitting in the Shar. How could they sit in the Shar? So you could say like this, the Emes Shoimroin, Bechlau wasn't Mukaf from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. So why Bechlau didn't they go into the city? So we said, Avodat Bodad Yeshiv. The Meshech Chochmah has another suggestion. It's an interesting chiddush, a little history. Malchei, Beis, David split up after Rechavam, right away, two generations in. David, Shlomo, Rechavam, ready for the split, that the 10 Shvatim went with the Malchei Yisrael. And the kingdom of Malchei Beis David was in Yerushalayim. The kingdom of Malchei Yisrael was in Shoimroim. Shoimroim is the same gematria as Yerushalayim and a lot of other similarities. And they were trying to represent that Shoimroim should have... this is where the Malchus is. And therefore they had a kepeda that... it's not looking from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, but there was a hanhoga to fear them not to go in. That hanhoga doesn't have the kepeda of Sha'arim lo yiskachu. It's Ivi lo yiskachu. It's just that was the Anhoga, so they feared the Chalak Yerushalayim. That was the Anhoga, that's why they were standing out there. But you have to know, maybe you could even say the other word. Maybe as Bodad Yeshev, maybe Bodad Yeshev means inside. Standing in the Shahr is not as theory as the Bodad Yeshev. The Bodad Yeshev requires only not a rhyme in the city. Okay, it's a big arichat, this Nakuda Bechlau, that the other Mukafin, we'll just pick out one or two more Aras on this. One interesting Ara is that in the Mukaf, there's a lot of other dinim of Kedusha. And there's a famous Minchas Chinuch, one line in Minchas Chinuch, but it's a Pliya Tzuma Mamish. It's not pashut if Yerushalayim itself has all the dinim of mukif, and it's like a mashal in a mukif. Also, the gagan va'aliyas when it's gavshu, and in the shayla of Yerushalayim, the Menachem Chinuch is talking about this topic. He says, "Who is in lagavi mikra megillah?" He's not sure if the gagan va'aliyas have a din of mukif minigay that yilein on tesvav, and that's a pella because in Purim, if you somach v'nira to the mukif, avadi also lein on tesvav. So the gag, right, the roof of Eish HaTorah is further than. Then Harnof, yeah. Then Samach Venira. What's the clear about Gag and Valiyas? So the days of Hashem Far Purim is a big Arichas Dvarim on this Ha'ara. One of the fascinating idea is that two basic things about a Mukif and Yerushalayim, or about a Mukif, is that Maaser Sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim and Kachim Kalim have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. The Urayim. One of the Rishonim, he says a tremendous chiddush. He says Maaser Sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, not in Akko or Tveria or other cities that are mukif choyma. It's a din in Yerushalayim. But he says kachem kalim. It's a perverse thought. Maaser Sheni statement first in Yerushalayim. He says kachem kalim. The etzem doesn't need Yerushalayim. Kachem kalim can be eaten in any mukif. It's just never negayim. Because how did it get there? It was yotzah. So it was mitzvah. So it's impossible. Of the b'shoyrish hadin, it's not a din nechel in Yerushalayim. It's a din that it's nechel in a mukif. Mukalot mechayim. The Ma'aser Sheni would not. Now it's nine mishkachas because it was nifsal b'yoytze. Ma'aser Sheni wouldn't be nifsal b'yoytze. But Ma'aser Sheni, the din is you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. This is echad aganta sugya. The pasuk says, "Vayta." The Torah says about the matonis kahuna. There are 24 matonis kahuna, and it talks about some of them over here. But the pasuk says, "The ish es kadoshav loy yiye." Rashi brings it over here, the Ketzorah and Tosis and Tainis Baftes says it a little bit more Barichas. The ish es kadosho lo yiyeh. A person has to give trumas and maitris. And if he doesn't 1 year, and he decides to keep it for himself, so he should know, Tosis brings a story, there was once a year, Tosis and Tainis, he brings a maitre, that there was this person who every year gave trumas and maitris. 1 year he decided, Zayna Chochem, he decided to keep it for himself. The next year, of course, as the story goes, the produce, the field produced only a tenth of what it used to be. So his whole family of this person, does they bring Tosis? They came all b'levush chag. They came to celebrate with him. He said, what are you being simeach le'ev? What happened to me? He said, no, until now you were the balabayas and you were giving the koyin the truma, but now you're the koyin, it's gevara and a koyin. You're getting the trumas and the maisers, the avish, you got upgraded. V'ish es kadosho lo yiyah. That's what you're going to end up getting. You're going to try to be oivachach and not take the maisers. V'ish es kadosho lo yiyah. Tosis brings another pshat. Aser to aser, as a tfu hayyodei min hasode. You give maishas. If not, it's going to go liyotei min hasode. It's going to go to the ish sode, to Esav, to the ish yedei yitzayid ish sode. He's going to come and take it. So it's the ish es kadosh of lo yiyah. The Chofetz Chaim drips this way, it's a little bit different, but it's a very important yisoyev. A person has to know when he finally finishes the extent of time in this world. It's the ish es kadosh of lo yiyah. You end up only going ein adam lekech imay lekesef leizov. You end up taking the kadosh of, not anything else. You end up the kadosh of is what you end up having. The other stuff is not yours. What you gave to shulmas and maisers and tzedakah, that's taka what's yours. The other stuff is not yours. They tell the mice it's a melitza ba'alma, but it brings out the point. There's a story of a person that went up to Shemayim. And there's a long line to come to Reindorf, and there's mamash a long line, and this is a person that was not bakvent in waiting in line. He usually knew how to shmir not to wait in line. And he went over to the Malach HaMamun, he says, Machna Eitza. He says, sure, no problem, 50,000, and we'll get you in the front of the line. So he takes the check, he says, no, here we don't take checks. Here we take receipts. If you have from an advance, you have a receipt, then there are 50,000 receipts. You have to have the check, and the it's just Kadoshov! Lo yiyah, that's what you end up with. But a person has to know that you have to do it over here. Mipnei seva, talking before you become old. Hey b'sachuf, do what you have to do earlier, and then ish es kadoshim lo yiyah. There's another sugya. Try to hop around a little bit of the various sugyas. Gans masechta soita, you have over here the parsha of soita. Vayedaber Hashem and Moshe Lamar is up there. Yoinus Naibishes. Lamar is Ladoiris. Lamar afterwards. Why? Because in the times of the Midbar, you didn't need the Parsha of Soita. The Parsha of Soita, of course, is a Moifus. We're going to see that Ayidei, this Moifus, the Abishes has a way, instead of using the regular Gedarm of Bezdin to be Mavar and Abishes, Bishon Chakira, the Abishes makes a Moifus that's Mizbar, the Halacha, the Mitzvah of what happened with this Isha. He says in the times of the Midbar you didn't need it, because in the times of the Midbar was the mon, and the mon was yoyrid kitzis darga v'sadik of a person, and if Isha had it, there's a chashash. So if Takashi was mezana, she has to go back lebeis avia. She's not the beis baila. Her chelik of the mon b'chalal wouldn't fall from in the beis baila. It would go back and fall the chelik of beis avia, and that itself was the machri. It wasn't necessary the parasha of Meis Saita, because you had the bearer of the yiridas hamon, which is a pella, because I think the Gemara in Saita, when it's discussing the afar Saita, it says where you take the offer from. There's a whole shakl of atari there, where you took it from in the beis hamikdash, and where you took the offer from in the times of the mishkan. That's the chelik of the shakl of atari. He's saying that bechlal in the times of the mishkan it wasn't necessary. The mon was able to be mavar. There's a famous vart from the goyin. This is the goyin that's brought down in Ovis and also in his pirush on Kehelis. And Bemis is based on a Rashi right there in Kehelis. The pasuk says in Kehelis, Zechoyer es boyrecha bimei bachrusecha. So Rashi brings it, it's the Medrash, and the Goyin explains it, boyrecha can be read three ways. Boyrecha, be'ercha, and borcha. And I'll explain. Based on the Mishnah in Ovis, Teragimel Mishnah Aleph, Akavya ben Malal el Oymer, Histako b'shloisha dvorim ve'enat avoli de aveira, dami ayin bosa, La'on ata hoylech, v'lefnei mi ata osalitin din mecheshbin, me ayin bosa, mitipa srucha, La'on ata hoylech, l'mokam ofer, rima v'seileya, v'lefnei mi ata osalitin din mecheshbin, v'lefnei melech malchi emlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what makes a person traceful zechenchap, what he has to do, zechoyres barechem v'emech rusecha, is boir echa, is the rabbi nishloi, l'mefnei mi ata osalitin din. Be'ercha, be'er is the lashon of the tipa rishonah that he came from, and boircha, is the bar, the kavura, mokem rima v'teileya. So these three things, the tipa srucha, the la'anat ha'oilach, and the lasnemi at osir, is boircha, be'ercha, and boircha. And that's what Parsha Soita is. You take mayim, which represents the tipa srucha, you take ofar, which represents the kever, and you take shmoisha l'kodesh boruchu, which is lasnemi at osir, and then that's the three chalokim, the three components of the mei ham'orim, and that's what makes the bearer of the parsha of Soita. The Ramban, Afan Orat over here explains that he writes, "Ein b'chol mishpatei haTorah dovers b'neish zulasi ha'inyan hazeh." You never have this anywhere else in the Torah that when machriya the din, we have a suffix on isha. There wasn't two edim. There was only right the whole sugya in Soita. There wasn't. There would be two edim. She's chayv misa. Even Eidach, the whole Shaila, right? But there's a matzav over here that we're going to make the hachra based on a neis v'moifas. He says it's the only place that you have this in the Torah. To be megalav legabi inyan of arayis, and he says it's only when klal yisrael is berum ma'alosim. It's a klal yisrael now. When klal yisrael, it wouldn't be negay now. When klal yisrael is berum ma'alosim, then such a matzav an isha that was nitma'a. So it's a stira to the matzav of klal yisrael, and that's how the bedikas mayim works. The emphasis that's brought down is a medrash, and it's interesting, this is about arayis. Gili arayis, that the Ramban is saying that there's a way that it's nizbar al yidei moifis. But you have by ritzicha also a concept called egla arufa, which interestingly enough, egla arufa is a perek in Masechta Soita, and maybe that's why. Of course, that's not why. The reason why perek egla arufa is in Masechta Soita is because there's a mission in Soita, the Flamid Beis, that says a whole list of things that have to be said b'loshon HaKodesh, and a list of things that don't have to be said in Lashon Kodesh, and one of them is Parsha Soita. And later on, the Mishnah mentions also Egla Rufa, and therefore it becomes a Perek of Egla Rufa. Oh, but loy v'chinam that Perek Egla Rufa is in Soita, because Egla Rufa is a little harder. The Ramban says, Ein dover kazeh chutz mi Parsha Soita. Egla Rufa is a medrash that you don't know who the Ritzeach is. What happens is when you shech the Egla Rufa, you oirif the Egla Rufa, and you put it in the Nachal Eson, comes Rima, the Teleya, and worms come from the Mokam where you oirif the Egla. Thousands and hundreds and thousands of them, and they march to the Mokam of the Ritzeach. They find the Ritzeach. As they state in Medrash. So that's vital. They say we have an Arayis and then we have an Ritzicha. That's maybe a connection with Egla Rufa Hatzah Soit. It's Oichat Azainian that Bederech Moifis, the Rabbi Nishlaim, and Klaisos Berum Alosam, that the Rabbi Nishlaim is Boidikit. Now, what exactly happens? Of course, it's a Moifis, it's a Bedikas Mayim. We said you put Shmoishal on this Baruch with Offer and Mayim. It makes a Bedikah. But the Sfarim explain, the Kli Yakar I saw writes this, the Shem Yishmol in a different Nusach, they say, the together of the Bedikah Smayim, Avad, it's a Moifis, but the Emes, it's Mamish Nad, it's Kipshutei, the Teva, this Smayim has Kedusha. The Kli Yakar explains that normally a person drinks Smayim, the goof, the way it works is that you drink Smayim through the mouth, and eventually it comes out from the other side, which is, it goes through the Mokam of the Erva. That's the Seder Advarim, where the Smayim comes out from. Now an Isha, this mayan has Kedusha. If the Isha was not Mizanin, and she was everything but Kedusha Vatara, then these in Yonam Avadar Advarim Nisgavim, or Imzim Barumah Shal Oilam, it's not a, right? It's not a Dover Loit Tzanua, it's a Dover Tzanua, it's a Dover Kodosh Vatar, and then Adarab, so the mayan goes out, Kedarkai Vakoyish. But if she was mezanet, then it's a stira, then the mind can't go out. It goes in, and then she has to explode. The mind is not going to go through that process. Now, it's brought down, Tosfos brings from the Yerushalmi, and it's a Medrash also, that the boil, wherever he is, also explodes. Now, that's vada moifis, because he didn't drink. Right? We're saying that it's v'derech moifis, that v'teva, and the Matthias is, her guf, if she was nitma, can't be soluble the mind. Oh, but the emes is that he also, the boil, wherever he may be, also explodes. And that's why Tosfos brings inside the Meha Ma'orarim is gematria 496. Because it's 248, Ramachi Varim times 2, because he explodes also, him, the boil and her, even though Isha has more Avarim really, it's 253 Avarim, it's a separate thing, but Meha Ma'orarim is gematria 496, because they both explode. But again, he's exploding with more of a gather of Moises. It's even interesting, you know, the Gemara tells on it that there's a sphere in the Pesukim. Is it Yorech or Beten? What explodes first? So the Gemara explained that the Lashon of the Gemara in the Lashon HaPosek in the Klola, the Lashon HaPosek is Yorech and then Beten. But Avada, when it Lamaisa happens, it happens Derech of the mind, Beten and then Yorech. So Zok the Cheshek Shleima, Afanor, the Nagoyis, and the Gemara, that's only for the Isha, not for the Boyo. The boil taket, the sky and the klala. The Gemara says the klala, the way the Torah writes the klala, the yerech is chlavavera. So it says yerech and then beten. The mitzias, when she explodes, it's beten and then yerech. It's up to here. That's on the isha because it's taket the mitzias that she drank. The boil taket is nerag yerech kiloshen haklala, yerech and then beten. Maisa with the chidah. Chido traveled a lot, and a lot of the things he writes is through the different travels that he had. And there's a Maisa once that he says that there was a story when in a certain city where he was, that an Isha that was choshud about being Mizana, and the Bezdin had passed him that she has to be Nifresh Nibayla, and she was Mizalzal, the husband also, they were Mizalzal in the whole thing. And they bring down that the Chido Pashut stood in front of her and read slowly the Psukim of Parsha Soita, and she died on the spot. That was the Bechina of Parsha Soita. We have the Maisa we said at the beginning of his man, Rabbi Kiveger, and the Chem de Shleima, there was a Maisa about Aguna, that the husband didn't want to divorce her, and Rabbi Kiveger told him, he says, V'koin es atma b'shtei drochem. You have only two choices. And that was Ois Galach, and he walked out of the door, and also, he chose the other option. There's a famous Kasha from Rabbi Yosef Engel. You do it, take a kasha from Rabbi Yosef Engel. On this kasha, he wrote a whole sefer called Gevuras Shmoinim, where he wrote 80 trutzen to the kasha. Sefer Gevuras Shmoinim. The kasha is a chelik of the seder of Parsha Soita is that she brings a mincha, and it's part, it's ma'akev. There's a whole seder in the second parak of Soita we discuss when she does the mayim, when you do the mincha, and it's ma'akev to do the mincha. And there's a man, the Omar. Bailam is also able to be mafagel, not only the kohen, but the bailam could also have a machsheves pigel and would pass the mincha. So, Frechter, how is it ever shayach that the soita would get killed? There's always a legal patent that she could drive the out. She should have. She shouldn't even say, but she should have machsheves pigel on the korban mincha. The mincha was nifsal. No one knows about it. Then she doesn't explode. The name v'niksa v'nizra zera. Everyone says she's a tzaddikah, and really she did it with the patent that she was mafagel in the korban with a machsheva. So, as I frecht. Rabbi Yosef Engel is 80 truths into the kasha. Ayin Shom. Yeah, Voichet Nodir. Voichet, gracious thing is a sach. Birchas Koyanim. Birchas Koyanim. Kois the Baruchu es Bnei Yisrael. The Kliyoka writes over here in Be'emes, there's Makaris to this in the Medrash. Koi is a Lashon of Brocha. Koi represents the Shechina. Koi is 25. There's grace and yonim in this. He explains also that the Pesukim earlier had mentioned that there are 24 Matnes Kahuna. There are 24 Matnes Kahuna, and then there's the 25th. Birchas Koyin. That's the Koi Sevaruchu. Avraham Avinu already had the bracha of Koi Yiyazarecha. Bilam, who tried to be Makalal Klal Yisrael. The Pesuk says, Hithyatik Koi Al Oilasecha Anoichi Ikore Koi. And Kesedu, he was trying to be poiging them with Koi. More than that, he brings the Kliyakar that the Medrash says that Balak says, Ulai Uchal Makaboy, maybe we'll be able to be Maka them. The Medrash brings, he was Maka them by killing 24,000, 1/24 of Klal Yisrael. 1/24 of Klal Yisrael is 25,000. That's Vaitur Koy. He wanted to be Poygan in the Lashon of Koy. No, something that the Koyan has, another Mila that the Koyan has. The Ben Ishchai writes that the Birchas Koyanim, the Gemara already brings down that the Pesukim here have, the first Pasuk is 3 words, then 5 words, then 7 words. Altogether there are 15 Tevois, and that's why he says that in Minig Ashkenaz, like maybe by the Ari HaMizrach, it wasn't like that, but he says in the Minig, in Ari Ashkenaz, when a person says Shalom, they shake hands. He says because a hand is a Yad, is 14. Yad, and also Yad has 14 proke, it's boisav, 3 on each finger, 2 on the agudo, and that's Yad, that's 14, that's the etzemar Yad, that's 2 yadayim, it's koyach already, and that's a different shmuz. But Yad, you give a hand, that's Yad, that's 14, and then you say Shalom. Shalom is the 15th word of the Birchas Koyanim. So Keseder, when you give a bracha, that's the Seder of giving a bracha, is you give a Megitta Yad. The Oilam is knowing, Lel Rosh Hashanah, there's a long nusach, Lishon Atoy, Vitikosav, the Oilam is knowing, Mahal, the hand, the ganze Zeit, the place of it. It's not a chalois with the hand. Over here he's saying that it's taka, the sholim is chal with the yad. Birchas Koyanim, the Gemara says it's usur for a zor to go up by Birchas Koyanim. It's a dindak in the Koyan. It's usur for a zor to do Birchas Koyanim. As I break the Gemara in Ksubis, Zor ha'oyle l'duchen oyver be'esei. Because Dabar al-Arim, they're the ones that's supposed to give the bracha. A Zor that's oyle l'duchen is oyver be'esei. As I bring the Gemara in Ksubis in the second parak. Very interesting. Toysis and Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, in Parakol Kisvei, Zok Toysis, Lo yodari ma iser yesh b'zor ha'oyle. The Re said he doesn't know what's talking Farrelich, what is there is if the Tzar also wants to go up. I'm not that connected to Gemara. Kaladik Atosis. A lot of the Achroinim deal with this Kasha. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch asks the Kasha. The Ramah in Eirechayim, Simen Kuf Chof Ches is the whole Simen, there's a vow of Birchas Koyanim. The Ramah brings over there, Mamash in the beginning, Simen Kuf Chof Ches Sif Aleph. He brings, Ein Lazar Lisa Kapayim. He quotes the Gemara in Ksubis. And then he said, the Toysta says, the Ksar, but he's asking the Kasha with the Tarot. So the Toysta says, Lo Yodari, Eze Isser Yesh. Zok the Ramah, 4 words. The Efsher im Koyanim Acherim Shari, Vitzorachim. He suggests that maybe it's not Osir if there's other Koyanim. I mean, if the Zor goes up by himself, there's no Koyan Bechlal, and the Zor goes up, and there's a Hakoyan, still a Hakoyan, that's the Gemara in Ksumas that it's Osir. But if he goes up together with the Koyanim, Lo Yodari, Eze Isser Yesh. Azoy Zok the Ramah. The Marit, the Achroinim brings, says that maybe the Ri is Mesufa because maybe the Gemara in Ksubis is only in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a big Arichas in of itself, but Birchas Koyanim was also in the Beis HaMikdash, a separate din, and separately it was a din by Tefillah. Some are like the Rambam brings it in Hilchos Tefillah, other places bring it, the Sugis bring it, it's brought down at the Mishnayis and Tomit, it's a Beis HaMikdash din. It's two different Gedarim, the din in the Beis HaMikdash and the din in the by Tefillah. Clear as the Marit, maybe the Isser of the Zor is only the Mokam HaMikdash, not the Haflah in Ksubis says Punt Fakert from the Ramah. He says, what's the pshat of this Gemara in Ksubis that it's usher for a Zor to go up? So he explains the Haredim holds, the Biralacha brings this Haredim in Kuf Chav Ches, the Sefer Haredim from the later Rishonim, the Haredim says it's a mitzvah essay on Klal Yisrael to be gebenched in Birchas Koyanim. Birchas Koyanim is not only a mitzvah on the Koyan, Birchas Koyanim is a din on the Yisrael also. Koyis of Baruch was b'nei Yisrael. So every Yisrael has a mitzvah to be misbarach. If the Zor goes off to the Duchen, so he's spelling to that Indian and he's not being misbarach, he's being from the Mevorchim. Since he's being from the Mevorchim, he's over the essay, he's being mevatel the essay that a Zor has to be misbarach. Lefizeh zokta haflah, pum fakert from the Ramah. If there are Koyhanim, and he wants to go up also, so he's being over his essay, he's supposed to be Mizbarach from the Koyhanim. But if there are no Koyhanim anyways, and he's going up himself, so there's nothing happening, so then there's no Isra on the Zor. Mamash punk fakert from the remote. The Menachet Chinuch is Mesupik. What about Noshim? According to the Charedim, that Yisrael is Mitzuvah to be Mizbarach. Is it also Noshim? This is Negev. There are some shuls where the ladies section is Bechlal behind the Aron Kodesh, from on the other side. So they're not even there. They're not even Mizbarach from the Kehanim. Is there a problem? There's a Shailah there also Mechuyev. Also, what about a Bas Koyin? Mesama Bas Koyin also, or even more. Let's say there's a Koyin for a Zayt, whatever technical reason, he's a Balmom. The various Oifanim that a Koyin is not Oilul Adukin. The question is, does he automatically now go into the Charedim's din of Yisrael? Or no, Farta Koyin. Where do you spell the Chavet if the Birchas Koyinin of the Charedim's din on the Yisrael does it apply? Go a step further, there's a Yerushalmi that declares, what if the Birchas Koyinim is going to require to go into a Beis HaKvaras? Whatever the case is, the only way to get to the shul where the tzibur is, Yesh Lachar, the Yerushalmi is Mesupik. What do you do by Birchas Koyinim if it's going to involve getting Tomei? So the Yerushalmi says, Ein Essay, Doicha Loistei Ve'essay. Birchas Koyinim is an essay, and being Metame by a Koyin is a Loistei and an essay. Frektim and Cheschinuch. Also, a lot of other Achreinim handle this Shaila. The klal is from the Sugi Yevamis, an essay that's shoveh bakoil is doicha olav ve'essay that's not shoveh bakoil. Like the Haredim, Birchas Koyinim is not only by Kehanim, it's on Yisrael also. I mean, it's the other end of the mitzvah to be mizbarach, but it's a mitzvah on everyone. So maybe then the essay of Birchas Koyinim should be doicha the mitzvah, the essay in Loisei of Tumah. So they declare maybe that's good for the Yerushalmi Sufik. Now, the Pashtas, again, there's the Deraisa of Birchas Koyinim in the Mikdosh. There's also separately the Birchas Koyinim we have every day by Tfilo. The Ramah brings down that a Koyin who's not married really shouldn't be Noise Kapov. Because only Nesias Kapayim is when you're Besimcha, and a Bocher that's not Noso is not Besimcha, and therefore really shouldn't be Noise Kapov. But Lamaitu the Noilim is Noig that he's Ye'oil Aladuch. 2 minutes later, the Ramah also brings that Bimbina is Eilu, which is what was noig in most places in Chutz Laaretz, that they don't do Birchas Koyinim, only on Yom Tov, because the Emes and Goyla were not the Simcha, and therefore only on Yom Tov when a person's the Simcha is the Birchas Koyinim. So interesting, there's two pratim here about Birchas Koyinim that is limited because you're not the Simcha. Bochrim and Chutz Laaretz, when it's not Yom Tov. Weiss this, the Bochrim is in Freilich, because Lamaisa the Oilim is noig Bochrim, yeah. The Nakuda that Yom Tov life din and most places in the Chutz Laaretz they're not Noisei Kapayim. The Aruch HaShulchan brings even that there was two Gedoyli Oilam. They say that he means the Gro and Abchaim Veloshen. He brings this in Kuf Chaf Ches that both of them, he doesn't say who, he says there were two Gedoyli Oilam, but it's Makubal, that's what he means. That they wanted it enforce, an act, Shtel Avek, that I don't know what time it is, that they wanted to enact that there should be Birchas Koyanim in Chutz Laaretz, and it wasn't oily. He says Nizbal Bala'inyan, and they say there was one that there was a Sreif in Volozhin, and there was another Maisa with the Goyin that something stopped, that they were trying to enact that it should be in Chutz Laaretz, and Lamaisa it stopped. The interesting Shaila, sign with this interesting Maisa Birchas Koyinim, there's a Stira, Tosfos has a Kasha, there's a Stira, there's a Mishnah in Megillah. Katan einoi noisei es kapov. Only a gadol. It gives a list of things that a katan could do and a list of things that not. A katan is not noisei kapov. That's a Mishnah flat out in Megillah Daf Chav Dalet. A katan is not noisei kapov. We talked before only a nosui, if he's married, but this is a different akud. A katan is not noisei kapov. The Mishnah in Sukkah, the Gemara in Sukkah actually, in Daf Mem Beis, it gives a whole list of things. When a katan knows how to talk, his father teaches him Torah Tziva. He knows how to watch his goof, he gives him tefillin. He knows how to be showing him the tzitzis, he gives him tzitzis. He knows how to be noitel a lulav, he gives him a lulav. If he knows how to be pyrus kappa, he knows how to be pyrus kappa, tevduchin, so you give him truma. That's meaning each mitzvah, the darg of chinuch is when you shy after that. So when he knows how to create the tzitzis, he gives him tzitzis, tefillin. When he knows how to be pyrus kappa, what it means pyrus kappa? Tevduchin, you lift your hands up, right? We mentioned before, it's what a yad, that's what a kahanim also lift up their hands. They lift up their Yad, which is the 14th prakim, and Yad is 14, and then they say Shalom. Right, we mentioned before the Ben Ishchai about the Ashkenazim that shake Yad, and then say Shalom. The Birchas Koyinim Bechlal, you lift up your hand, Pyrus Yodov, Pyrus Kapov, say, okay, it's Yodov, and that's what he duchens. So it's a Stira. Tights that's the Kash in a few places. Mishnah Megillah, Kotan ain't an Oisius Kapov. And here it says, the Kotan Hayadea lift Kapov, if you know that a duchen, you give him Truma. and to make a third, a triple stira, the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Chav Dalid, the Gemara says, "Einay noisi kapiv elamisha mismali ziknoi." Only someone that already has a beard. Only a doesn't have to be married. You can be married younger than that, though. That's a separate shmuz. But so then we have a triple stira. The Mishnah in the Gila says, "Katan is not noisi kapiv bechlal." The Gemara in Sukkah says, "When he's noisi kapiv a katan that's already knows and noisi kapiv, he can get shruma." And the Gemara in Chulin says, "Only mismali ziknoi." Zok toisis, and a lot of the Rishonim bring this as they pass in Zechun Shulchan Aruch. A katan before his bar mitzvah can't go up by himself. If there's other kahanim anyway, he's going, he can go up. It means a katan doesn't go by himself. That's the Mishnah Megillah. But when he knows, when he knows how to be paris kapav, means when he knows how to go together with echav hakoyanim, then he gets trum. And what does it mean? Nesmali zik? No, he says nesmali zik. Let's say he's the only kohen in town. But I cry once in a while. But the kviyas to go up, you have to already be nesmali ziknoi. If the only 14-year-old who's not nesmali ziknoi is Ba'akrai, he can go up by himself. But the kviyas not. So that's the three levels. To go up, the kviyas is only nesmali ziknoi. By yourself, Ba'akrai is bar mitzvah. A katan only in shar echav akoyin. The pel is in the mice with the Rambam. The Rambam passes klor ois. A koyin is not noise kapav unless nesmali ziknoi. He doesn't bring katan b'chlal, he doesn't bring three levels of places. Ba'akrai, yachid and shar koyhanim, but we shar koyhanim, he doesn't bring any of that. A koyin only is noise kapav when he's not nesmali ziknoi. How is the Rambam going to be mefarish the Gemara in Sukkah, which he brings? A katan shididea, lifreis kapav, you give him shruma. There, the first kapav. The teretz is, there's no MP4s over here, but the teretz is, the Rambam doesn't learn lifreis kapav. Like we said, it means lifreis, to lift up his hands to duchening. It means like this. The katan, we want to know when will machalik and shruma in beis agronis. When he knows how to be poyrus kapav, he knows how to put his hands out, to shtel and adova. And there's rice. Anyway, minei ubein, the Rambam doesn't like this. So the Rambam is in tosi, not like tosis. The Rambam learned that avad, there is no such thing. Duchening is only from the smali ziknoi. There's no thing as duchening on a cotton. Vos main to gemara cotton hayedeya lifreis kapov. Nachalken truma bebeis adronis. This main tazoi. Nistan there. Not virgis koyin himself. Lifreis kapov of makamel zayin the truma. You about to have a big arichus of the nesiyim. Mamash will just end off. I saw in a sefer once, I had a kasha, why Rashi gives a whole arichas of all the different ramazim of the different parts of the korban. Why Rashi the psukim are in the second nasi, nesano ben sur v'shevet yisachar. What's that pesnish? He should have been mefarish it already by Mata Yehuda. I saw this kasha brought down. Pasha nish delain to Rashi. Rashi brings that why by yisachar does it say hikriv twice? It says v'yem hashem hikriv, and then again the next pasuk doubles hikriv as korbanim. Zok Rashi, you know why by yisachar it says hikriv? So he brings from Rav Moshe Hadarshan, because Rav Moshe Hadarshan said that Yisachar, Nesano ben Tzur from Yisachar, he was the one that was mechadish the whole Indian. And everyone did. Okay, the Sfarim say everyone had their own machshavas, but Rashi brings from Rav Moshe Hadarshan, it says Hikrav by Yisachar twice because he was mechadish the Indian. Now people don't realize there's a whole bunch of Dibra Maskel, that's all Rav Moshe Hadarshan, it's all part of that shtickle. And if you're not convinced, you get to the end, Rashi says, Ad Kam, Niloshin Rav Moshe Hadarshan. So of course he's selling it in Yisachar. That's the shtickle Rashi's saying, that by Yisachar, it says Hikrav twice. Because the Inyanim, all the different Ramazan, 130, 10, this, the different things, what it's Meram is on, is from Rav Moshe Darshan, that was Mechadish, that it was Nisano Ben Sur, that was Mechadish. The Medrash has a big Arichas, Takam Yoinus Nosor, Gevaldik Arichas, on every one of the Shvatim, that it means different things. I can get an Akukta.